Então.
Ok. And this sensitive bone here is the
leg bone.
But this sensitive bone right here.
Seria, I don't know.
And say if someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
puny.
Someone who's in good shape, you'd say he's big and
healthy.
And he's not weak, he's
strong.
And someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you'd say he's
a nice person.
And someone like a teenage boy that's just all arms and legs.
He's skinny.
What if he's always stumbling and dropping things?
Say that again.
If someone's always stumbling and dropping things.
If someone always stumbling, I don't know about dropping, but he's clumsy.
Okay. And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain.
He's mischievous.
Do you ever call him a fool?
No, this book says he stands in dangers of hell fire. You go to hell calling a person a fool. I see, Coach, now I see in this, yeah, I see in the Bible where, I think this was David talking, where he said the fool has said in his heart that there is no God, but it still, it teaches you not to call a person a fool. So I never did use that word. Grandmother didn't allow us to do that.
A person who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money, who won't spend any of it, you'd call him a...
That's called...
You know what I mean? You know the type?
Yeah, I know, but you say, what would I call him? I say, I don't know. Stranger? Is that what you're talking about?
When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Well, a person is common, it means, in one part, means he don't dress. You know, he just goes common all the time. It's common clothes. He don't believe in dressing. That's the way I see it.
Is it very insulting to be called common?
No. Because I know people's got a lot of money. But they don't dress like they got money.
If you say that a girl is very common, what would that mean?
Well, let me see. Well, she's just a common girl, you know. That really means, now lots of girls you see not common, they believe in dressing and they fast and, you know, flipping with boys. But you catch her just a common girl. She travels by herself. She's just common, just believes in a normal life.
What would you say about an older person who still gets around real well, has a lot of energy?
Well, you just get around well and don't give up. Just like I have Arthur down there, he just doesn't give up. He don't try to walk, he don't try to do nothing. But he ought to have energy enough to get up. That's right.
Would you say someone is spry or chipper or peppy? Would you ever say someone is spry or chipper?
I know an old man. He's 102 years old. And he's real spry to be that old. And he can read a book without glasses. Stay out there in the book of tea. Dresses well, too. But he's spry. Now, the only way you can tell he's 102, he can't stand up long. But otherwise, he's real spry. His home is from, I think he's from West Virginia. But, he's immigrated in here years ago. Oh, his name Fred Watkins. He's a preacher.
Say if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Or a little...
bothered.